B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Fun Radio with the Judas. Memorial Day weekend. Hang it out. All right, we'll get back to the Sure stuff coming up in just a bit. But first, we got to go back to our playback, and it's a great one. All week long, we've been celebrating the 83 Sixers. Today, we go back to Game 4 of the 83 Finals. Oh, Judas. Amazing. Amazing. This was it. The date, May 31st. Sixers were up 3-0 in the series. Game 4, a Sunday afternoon, live from the 4 in Inglewood, California. Dick Stockton, Bill Russell on the call. Let's get up to speed with Brett Musburger on CBS.
Moses Malone and the Philadelphia 76ers are on the outskirts of the promised land. One more victory and all that frustration is over. Philadelphia will finally have won its NBA championship. And the great Julius Erving will finally have his championship ring. The Lakers are counting on pride to avoid a sweep here tonight. But they must solve that savage Philadelphia defense. Or the frustrating agony of the last three games will continue for Los Angeles. For Billy Cunningham, this could be the biggest night of his coaching career. And he'll do it in Southern California. The Forum in Los Angeles is the scene for this, the fourth game of the NBA World Championship. It is only about half full. Keep in mind that it is 6 p.m. here in Los Angeles. It could be either A, late arriving crowd, or B, an audience that may be ready to run up the white flag. We'll have to wait and see. When this series began, we were saying that the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers could become the first team in 13 years to win back-to-back titles. Now, the Philadelphia 76ers have reduced everyone to saying that the Lakers must become the first team in history ever to come back from an 0-3 deficit.
Wow, there it is, Judas. You ready for the celebration to begin? We're about to celebrate ourselves today. Since you weren't born when it started, we got to celebrate, all right?
All right. There's some Jack here.
Early first quarter, here's what Stockton says about the Sixers playoff record. And then more incredible analysis by Bill Russell.
If the 76ers win, they will establish with a 12-1 mark the best playoff percentage ever in the NBA.
That's pretty near perfect, Dave.
James Worthy, the fine rookie, out with a broken leg. McAdoo is hurt. Nixon is hurt. Julius Malone, the offensive rebound. And that's what he does best.
Warning, this is a hot take alert.
Well, that's pretty much near perfect, Dick. Wow, Bill. Thanks.
I love your Russell hate. That's good. It's good hate. During the intro, you heard Brett, and he mentioned that the Forum was only half full moments before the game. That's amazing. But thanks to Silk Wilkes and the And One, you can hear the building start to murmur.
Andrew Tony working against Wilkes. Andrew Tony back on defense, and Jamal Wilkes beats the Sixers down the court, and the basket is good, and a foul as well. The Lakers haven't seen enough of this kind of play in this series to suit them, Bill.
Well, I think that one of the things here's a pass from Magic, and he gets the ball, and he's always looking up court, and then Jamal Wilkes free, because if you're free, Magic can get the ball to you.
We've done that analysis. If you're free, Magic can get the ball to you.
It's not bad. It's, thank you, Captain Obvious, but it's not bad. It's better than, oh, the Sixers are 12-1. Oh, that's almost perfect.
All right. Games back and forth early. Six late lead changes early on. And here's Kurt Rambis. Who will make it seven? Give the Lakers the lead.
We've got six lead changes. And the Lakers are trying to make it seven right here. As Michael Cooper has it knocked away. And Rambis takes on Malone. Gets Malone in the air. And gives the Lakers the lead once more. Back and forth we go. We have 7.5 minutes remaining in the first period.
Wow. There it is. There it is. All right, Tunis, let's continue in this great game. Game four. Giddy. No, play a big role. Bobby Jones. And here he is. Great defense. And then Moses on the other end.
Fine defense by Bobby Jones. Clement Johnson with the rebound. Has Rambis on him.
They think it's a mismatch because Magic
is on Malone. He takes advantage of it. They found him. That's one thing the Lakers haven't done is taken advantage of an open man when they've had a man free inside. Philadelphia has, as they did there. Sixers have run off six straight points.
Clement Johnson was a big time, like, backup big. He was a good player for him. Here you go. Sixers up one. 10 seconds left, first quarter. Clint Richardson fires up an air ball. And all of a sudden, we get a little preview into the future with an actual three-pointer, Andrew.
Kareem has 12 points. Far and away, the leading scorer of this period. Julius has six of the 7 men who have scored. Wild shot. 5 seconds to go. Cooper looks up at the clock and pulls up for the shot. A three-pointer. We got a long way to go in this game. One period is history, but the Lakers have taken the lead on this three-point shot by Michael Cooper.
That's a good way to end the quarter. Now to see how these guys will play after newness of the game wears off.
L.A. 26, Philly 24 will return to the Forum after this word from your local station.
All right. Second quarter, all Lakers, all purple and gold. They outscored the Sixers 39-27 in the quarter alone. Here's some of the highlights.
Lakers trailing the Sixers 3-0. Philadelphia looking for a sweep to go home to a big parade in the Quaker City. Green skyhook, and he has 14 points now. He is the leading scorer in this series. For the Lakers, has hit six of his first 7 shots from the field. Kareem is on Iveroni. This is the turnaround. McGee gives it up to Magic. 2-0 for Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. Iveroni had it and lost it. McGee picks up the loose ball. And Mike McGee with his second basket of the game. Landsberger gets the rebound. Coming out with it is Magic against Tony.
Well, he knew where Moses was, that's for sure.
Magic has 15. Kareem was on the bench and coming back soon has 14 points. Julius Erving is strong with it. And Landsberger tears it away from Bobby Jones for his third rebound. And the crowd is up. Cheeks can't save it. Wilt is fouled.
Wow. Lakers all purple and gold. Lakers.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, but you know, though. Spoil, right? There it is. Third quarter. Mark Ivorone goes to the bench after picking up his fifth foul in the third quarter.
Yeah, take it easy there, Mark.
Right? Here comes Bobby Jones. And Bobby Jones and his Adam's apple are the spark.
Five on Ivorone, and he'll go after Bobby Jones. He has started all but five games for the Philadelphia 76ers as a rookie, 26-year-old rookie. Turnover gives it for Philadelphia. 7:31 on the clock, third period. Bobby Jones going in. Can he fly when he gets ahead of speed? Nine-point game. Malone gets the rebound. He has 11 rebounds in the ball game now. And Bobby Jones does it from the side. What a terrific playoff he's having. 5 for 6 in this game. He was 7 for 12, 6 for 11 in two other games shooting-wise. That's only part of his asset.
All right. Look at Bobby Jones, the spark. And then you know who else played a key role? Your namesake, Andrew Billy C, making all the right moves. Listen up.
The 7-point deficit, which is now 6, is the closest Philadelphia has come in the second half. It's the middle of the second period, actually. Biggest lead was 16 by the Lakers. It was 14 at the half, so Philadelphia has made up a big chunk. Here's Jamal Wilkes, and Clint Richardson gets the rebound. Trying to make it a 4-point game. Tony, go to the hoop. And a 4-point game, and L.A. is being challenged here in the waning moments of this third period.
Look at that. So the Sixers cut the Lakers' lead to 4, but in the blink of an eye, with the quarter waning, free throws for the Lakers, and then a bad Sixer turnover, all of a sudden, lead back to double digits.
7 seconds to go, a turnover to Magic Johnson, shuffles it inside to Dwight Jones, and Lakers get it. Here's how it happened, and Landsberger's shot counted at the end. He just
great.
Got it off inside.
All right, so Lakers up 93-82 to start the final quarter. And, I remember, man, being a kid, I'm thinking, well, that's all right, because we'll win it at the Spectrum. But, of course, there was nothing ever guaranteed with the Sixers. They had blown 3-1 leads. So it's 93-82, but, man, the Sixers dominated the fourth quarter, and they did it thanks to incredible defense.
Clint Richardson is on Magic Johnson. Malone just waiting for someone to come inside. He's on Rampus. Bobby Jones on a steal. 2-on-1 break. Clint Richardson and Bobby Jones. And now the Sixers are as close as they've been since the middle of the second period. And it's quieted considerably here at the Forum. And the dancing has stopped for the moment. Kareem has to come in. Pat Riley would have liked a bigger cushion, but he has no choice now.
All right. So, six is on a roll. Big roll. And here it is. Moses. A beast on the boards. And listen to the actual great point by the Bill Russell.
The crowd thought that Malone had fouled Abdul-Jabbar. Just a thought.
The crowd don't think.
Oh, they react. Jinx driving in. Malone. Another offensive rebound. Another one. Look at that. What do you do about that?
Moses, he owned Kareem. How can Kareem be as high as he is on that list? Flip Kareem. Moses.
Screw those points.
Moses. Moses dominated him. Moses is like 6'4". They made him out to be like 6'9". And he dominated the glass. Moses.
That's a great line by Bill Russell, though. I gotta give him credit for that one.
Crowds don't think.
They react. They react. That's a yeah. good. Not it bad. Is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Oh, nice thing.
All right. We're around the 6 minute mark to go to game. Six is able to cut the lead to three. And it listened to Moses, more Moses, attacking the glass.
Moses, his 20th rebound of the ball game. And the Sixers trying to cut it to three. Cheeks does exactly that. And Philadelphia is making their fourth period run now.
That's how you're born, ladies and gentlemen. On the 4 minutes left of the game, Sixers down one. Moses grabs his 22nd. Rebound of the game. Sixers have the lead. Here's Andrew.
Kareem. And Malone snares the rebound with his reach. His 22nd rebound in the ball game. 4 minutes to go. Wilkes punching at Tony. Punching at the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Tony lost it. And Wilkes gets it back. Here come the Lakers. Cooper. And the Sixers want a timeout after that Cooper basket, but Wilkes got the measure of Andrew Toney on their 1-1 duel at the other end.
He was able to distract him.
All right, so Billy C wants timeout. Sixers down one now with a minute and a half left. Another chance to take the lead. Could they do it?
Julius gave up his dribble, guarded by Magic. Wilkes is all over Toney. Cheeks with 1 second, they won't get it off. The 24-second clock expires. Big defense by L.A., Russ.
And the Lakers have to score this time down. You got to take advantage of that. When you can get a turnover like that, win up their shot off, you've got to nail it down by scoring on it.
There it is.
Another 24-second shot clock violation.
I know.
The Sixers.
I know.
In a playoff game.
I know. I thought the same thing.
We always talk about the quadruple dunk.
Yes, I know.
Come on, Brett.
Except history, they got to find their moment when the doctor answered the call right here.
1 point lead for L.A. Cooper. Kareem, double team, skyhook, sure, and Malone gets it out to Maurice Cheeks. 76ers looking to take the lead, and they will. And the man who may want it more than anyone else in this forum, Julius Erving, has made the steal and the big basket, and on the feed has given Philadelphia 108-107 lead.
The knock.
Yes.
The knock. My man, Julius Winfield Erving III. Sixers up one, and they don't look back. Here are the great moments that ends game four of the Sixers title in Los Angeles. Listen up.
Julius with 10, with Magic guarding him. Erving outside, hits a big one. A big basket, and a 111-108 Philadelphia lead, and the Lakers call their last timeout. Into Kareem, knocked away by Cheeks and a steal. Cheeks will use up the clock. And that may do it. And look at the Sixer bench.
They know it's that defense, so right again, that defense comes up with a big play.
Magic Johnson misses a three-pointer, and the Philadelphia 76ers, Maurice Cheeks, quiet, knows they're going to be the last champions, folks. And Billy's done it, finally.
Got 1 second left on the clock.
I don't think they're going to play that 1 second. Pat Riley and Billy Cunningham, Warriors, great coaches together. They're both great young coaches. They asked Julius Erving, would you rather win it at home? And he said no. Because that would mean 72 hours more of wondering, and I've wondered long enough.
Wow.
That's a great line at the end.
That is outrageous.
Yo, Bill, first off, you can't step on the play-by-play guy. It's a five-point game. Oh, but there's 1 second left. Shut up.
What a great moment. What a great moment, man. Sixes. Wow. I can remember like yesterday. All right. 610-632-0975. We'll come back and hang out and much, much more. Hear your calls, the Shore, and a lot of fun. Get some shout-outs going for the Shore. Good stuff. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, let's talk about the uncles. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. I talked to Uncle Greg last night. In fact, Uncle Greg yesterday. He's in Avalon. He's made his way down for the weekend. But the dealership's open. Family, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Airport Auto Mall, where you go see the uncles. And right now, this is amazing, because you can pick out the vehicle of your choice, fill out all the paperwork, do what you got to do, and you know what? They'll deliver it sanitized, pristine, right to your driveway, delivery vehicle like a pizza. Yes, incredible. The Uncles, Airport Auto Mall. Now, their service and parts department are open, so you need something, they got you. Like they always have. For three generations, they've had you. Always got your back. Family always has your back. Remember that. See Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. And by the way, right now, it is the perfect, perfect time to get a vehicle. I mean, you can get a steal. So check it out. Go online, familyautos.com, and you can see all the great stuff that they have, all the great inventory, pictures of everything you need, all the paperwork, and it'll help you out. I'm telling you right now is a perfect time, and they're offering some great, pretty cool stuff like no payments for 72 months, all kinds of great financing deals. Check them out, the Airport Auto Mall, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're one of the customers. Yes, the uncles tell you you are family. See the uncles for details. The offer ends May 31st, 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.